This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show. Community collaborators and co-creators can be a big unlock for your business. I personally believe that the line is blurring between competitors and collaborators. I also believe that we're moving toward a conscious capitalism marketplace where you're going to see less head-to-head and a lot more working together across the board. We are moving from competing to co-creating. If I'm Salesforce, I'm looking to team up with HubSpot to get a one-on-one conversation with both CEOs. Think about how much insight that could unlock for both brands, for both audiences. Shoot, boxers do this, and there's no more competitive sport than that, right? They literally co-create content leading up to a fight. They go live together on Instagram. They often sit down across the table. They do press conferences. The net benefit of this collaboration among, quote, competitors far outweighs the minimal benefit of playing it safe and trying to safeguard everything or not teaming up. So partner with your competitors. I personally don't believe in competing. I believe in excelling. And this is a core principle of mine. And I even have it written down on my vision boards and in my journals. Now, I love competitive environments. Don't get me wrong. I'm like the most competitive person you'll ever meet. And the marketplace is a competitive environment more than ever. But what I'm saying is that too many companies are caught up on who their competitors are, which distracts them from being the best them. And the fact is that the best them is uncompetable with. If you're focused on doing what you do best, building your moat, solidifying your defensible IP, crafting unique products, building an irreplaceable audience, and supercharging your personal brand, then the competition becomes irrelevant. In fact, at that point, everyone will start reaching out to you because you begin to control attention within your space. Then you can literally turn others, even so-called competitors, direct or adjacent, into promotional assets for your brand. One exercise that I like, and you don't need to do it to this extent, right? But I like to map out the players and potential co-creators in my industry. In Traffic Secrets, Russell Brunson calls this exercise your Dream 100, where you research and take inventory of who you have in front of you, either challenging you in your niche or as potential partners to gain earned media. I've kind of taken a spin on the concept. I list out my top competitors, top authors, bloggers, thought leaders that I would love to connect with, even top media outlets, Instagram theme pages that I can tag in posts, podcasts that I'd like to get interviewed on, top hashtags that I should search and find people to partner with, and even top search phrases that my audience is likely typing into Google just to see who's talking about the things that I also talk about. And then I can use this intel as the basis from which future competitive intelligence can be gleaned and where I can find earned opportunities and new connections and even potential prospects for nurturing. And so I think also, especially as the market continues to evolve and we see a lot of the baby boomers start to phase out as millennials start to come into positions of senior management and even the executive level, we're going to see the continued development of more ongoing series or content series like live streams, webinars, interview podcasts, which are a strategic content marketing play because in this new dynamic, reach and audience is one of the greatest digital assets that you can have. So as companies start to realize that and start to get in the game of series-based, serialized content, suddenly everyone, including your partners, customers, and even competitors, will be dying to get on your program. And so really having a podcast or some sort of interview series is a savvy strategy to turn would-be competitors into co-creators who will then spread your brand on your behalf. After that, you want to keep them activated, right? So continue sharing your future posts with them. Continue engaging with their profiles. You can set aside 20 minutes per week to just go through each person on your list. Include a link to their LinkedIn and their Instagram or their Facebook. Go to their profile and just engage with whatever they posted that week. It's like a Rolodex of free promoters for your brand, for your company. And then you can start tagging people in future content as well, asking them for shares, resharing their stuff. We're at a point where people will share great content regardless of where it's from. So if your stuff slaps hard enough, your entire network will be willing to get behind it. I saw this firsthand running New Earth Knowledge. I would put out posts that routinely got reshared by other accounts in my space, other life coaches, and sometimes hundreds of my followers. So we're moving into a new era, a new phase of audience building and online marketing, where it's really going to become about turning competitors into collaborators and partners who can spread your message for you. That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at Neocore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.